In Simf Ches, we learned that Baal Talin applies only to the first day or night that when the payment is due. If the employer neglects to pay during that period, he's over the lav. But once he's over the lav once, if he delays further, he does not continue being over the Isser. It is a one-time Isser only. Now, in Sif Test, the Mechaber continues and says another Chiddush, which is extremely negeya halacha l'maisa. So, Zakh Mechaber, Sachir Shemacher Bebal Abayish Ein Darka Liyos Biyodai Mois El Biyoy Mashuk. If a person accepts a job and he recognizes that his employer, it's a seasonal business, and he very often does not have money until a certain period of time in the future, until the Yom HaShuk. So the halacha is, Eino Oivir B'Bal Tolin Afil Yesh Le'Mois. If the employer doesn't pay, the halacha is the employer can wait until the Yom HaShuk. He can wait until that period where he normally has money in order to pay the worker. Even in a case where the employer happens to have a windfall, he has cash available, the halacha is he has no obligation to pay the worker. Since when the worker accepted the job, it was understood the norm, the typical is to wait until that period, so the employer has no obligation to pay any earlier. Now, based on this halacha, there are poskim that will say that if anyone who works for a yeshiva, since unfortunately it is common for yeshivas to be fall behind in their payroll, so similar to this case where when you took the job, even though nothing was explicitly discussed, but when the worker took the job, he recognized and he understood that it is very likely his employer will have some cash flow issues and will not be making timely payments, so then the Isser of Baal Talin would not apply, even in a situation where for some reason the yeshiva happened to have had money and had the ability to pay on time. Now this obviously is subjective, hakol fi amakom v'hazman. If the yeshiva is a yeshiva that is Baruch Hashem is usually does well and has been punctual for the past number of years, then this halacha would not apply. Then this presumption when someone is hired by such a place would be that he would expect timely payment. But in a yeshiva or any case where the norm is for delayed payment, the employer would have every right to do so. The Mechaber then continues that even in such a case, where typically someone does a job where the norm is the employer will pay 2 weeks later. So Zakh the Mechaber, so Umiyoim Hashuk Ve'elech Im Eino Noisen Loi Oivr Mishim Al Tamer L'Reyecha. Even if the employer delays past that normal period, you know, it's even in a case where normally the payment is made 2 weeks after the job is completed. If for some reason the employer waits and doesn't make that payment for another month, the halacha is he does not violate Baal Talin. Because Baal Talin can only apply the day or night when you finish the job. That is the zman that the Torah made and set for timely payment. So either if you don't pay during that time, in most cases you will be over the Isser. In our case, you do not violate the Isser because it was understood you wouldn't get paid during this period. It was understood you'd get paid at a later time. So once you get through that first oino, once you get through that day that the Torah says to pay, then Baal Talin will not apply at a future subsequent date. So in such a situation, there would be no Isser Baal Talin whatsoever. You don't have Baal Talin the first day because everyone understood he wouldn't get paid at that point. You don't have Baal Talin in the future because even on when you miss the expected payment date, since that was an artificial date, it was just created by the minog or the expectation of the parties, the Yisurim Deraisa will not apply. There will be Al Toimer L'Reicha Leich V'Shoiv, which, as we've discussed in the past, is an Isser Medivrei Kabbalah anytime you delay payment. Now the Ramah adds, V'hu Adin Hani Shein Darkon L'Shalim Ad She'Yechashvu Im Poyulim Einim Ivrim Ad She'Yechashvu Imahim. If you have an industry where the norm is not to pay the workers until you sit down, you make a cheshbon with them, you review the books, you make an accounting. So in such a case, since it was understood, even though it's not tied to a specific time, since you understand it's a process, even when you've completed the job, you're not going to get paid until you sit down with the boss, you go through the books, and you explain and go through the records, and make a cheshbon with him, so Baal Talin will not apply in such cases. Now, in a practical sense, in many industries today, especially in larger commercial transactions, you know the workers or the contractors know that when they complete the job, they're going to give it an invoice. It's going to go through the it's going to go through processing, go through payroll. There is a process. It takes a certain amount of time. So in any such similar scenarios where it's understood and the norm is not to pay the day the job is done, there will be no Baal Talan whatsoever. The only thing would be is Al Toimer L'Reich Alech V'Shoiv if you delay past the normal time. Now there is an important chumrah from the Shevet HaLevi. He is medayik from the Meiri and the Shita Mikubetzes, not like this machaber. And he says there are shitas rishonim that if you hire a worker and it's understood and the norm is, let's say, to pay 2 weeks after the job is completed, so the machaber writes there will be no Baal Talan whatsoever. The Shevet HaLevi says a person should be choshish for the shita of the Meiri that says if you delay payment past that 2 week period, past that artificial time that you made up, he says there Baal Talan will apply. And Mikra Adin Shulchan Aruch clearly is Mekel, but the Shevet HaLevi says since we have the Meiri, the Shita Mikubetzes, there is a Shitas Rishonim, it is Kedai, a person should be Machmer, and a person should try to pay on time. Now this is a very important Chumrah because, as I mentioned before, in virtually all commercial settings, it's very rare to be paid on time. Everything takes a certain amount of time, and therefore, Medina de Shulchan Aruch, since if the norm is to wait till the next day, to wait until the invoice gets processed, then that would really make it impossible to be over Baal Talan. Shevet HaLevi is saying, Afal Pikein, if there's a typical time, you get paid, the third of the month, the fifth of the month, the 15th, a set time, you should try to be Zohar and try to make sure that he gets paid at that time.